Tourism makes up a big chunk of the economy of the Philippines, which started bringing back foreign tourists this month. The country's most popular beach destination is hoping to become a model for safely reopening tourism spots amid the pandemic. As Ashley Westerman reports, locals hope a mix of vaccines and positive attitudes will help restore Boracay Island to its former glory.
When you reach the jetty port in Cataclan to hop a ferry to Boracay Island, visitors are greeted by the typical local niceties.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Mom. Welcome. Good day. And then there's this.
Normal temperature.
One of those little boxy white digital thermometers takes everyone's temperature entering the port.
Normal temperature.
These devices are now just one of the many ways officials in the Philippines' most popular beach spot are trying to ensure everyone visiting their island paradise is healthy. The Philippines has experienced the worst pandemic recession in all of Southeast Asia. So when officials in late January announced that foreign tourists would be welcomed back, they made it clear the move was about helping the country's hard-hit economy. 12% of the Philippines' GDP every year comes from tourism. Soon after, Boracay started making vacationing here more palatable. Officials dropped the required COVID-19 PCR test for fully vaccinated individuals and allowed hotels to book more guests and restaurants to seat more people. And while visitors still have to fill out a health declaration, wear masks in public, and social distance, officials here say it's time to reopen.
Boracay is still dependent on tourists, meaning no tourists, no income.
Frolobar Batista is acting mayor of Malay, the town in which Boracay is part of. He says the last 2 years have been really hard on island residents. Pre-pandemic, Boracay's pristine white beaches and crystal blue-green water attracted over 2 million visitors in 2019. In 2020, that number dwindled to just over 16,000, mostly domestic travelers. Batista says getting locals vaccinated has been the priority in preparing to reopen to international travelers.
100% of our tourism workers are already vaccinated, and the residents are almost 80% vaccinated.
Batista says because of this, residents should have nothing to fear when it comes to welcoming back foreign tourists to Boracay. At White Beach, the island's main drag, vendors are hawking everything from island-hopping tours and diving expeditions to henna tattoos and dinner.
Hello, seafood spot.
Mark Raymond De Leon has been coordinating activities here for nearly 15 years. Before the pandemic, he was making nearly $1,000 a month. Since, that's dropped by more than half. De Leon says he's ready to serve international tourists again, though he is a bit worried about coronavirus cases going up.
We need the tourists in the island. That's why we need to pace it.
Nearby, Gladys Flasha says she's not worried about the virus because of Boracay's high vaccination rate.
So are you ready for international tourists?
Yes, we're so excited.
It's a glimmer of hope after enduring nearly 2 years of economic hardship. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Boracay, Philippines.